have Mr. Dixon.
Yes, sir. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
Pretty good. Sure is good to see. It's a solid headline in the Post.
what's the play today? Anything new that I should know about?
Well, nothing really new with the Watergate thing, but the Summit's playing well, and the Post picks up the bipartisan commission out of the Star.
Yeah.
The Star has a good follow-up story on the election panel plan hailed by Mansfield and by O'Neill and by Albert's office and Ford, so there's a good second.
Good. In other words, Emmett's finally got off his ass and got some of those guys.
Yeah, well, that's what I talked about yesterday. Yes.
Yeah, but you got a hold of Timmons. Well, Timmons will do it if you tell him. He just doesn't think of those things usually.
So we got.
But he's great if you follow up.
In the Star, it says for the second day now, it says election panel plan hailed. And that's the second day story in the Star. And then the Post has it as their left hand lead. And next to last joint approval from Congress. On the commission.
That's sort of a positive line, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
How about the summit? Did it play? You haven't seen the Times, huh?
I don't have the Times. I was on the way in and you called, so I didn't get home. I don't get the Times.
Yeah. That's right. But the Post played the summit well.
Yeah, right. Now, the Star has the FBI hunts own files on secret wiretaps, which is okay, too, because tomorrow Ruckelshaus goes over. I mean, goes out, you see. FBI work. Not Hunt as a man, but FBI hunts or looks for own files.
No.
But that'd be
clear. Well, Ruckelshaus is going to point out that the files are all returned.
That's correct.
The story on that, as you know, Ron, is that they returned over to the White House. Well, the Roosevelt can't help because Hoover was trying to blackmail the White House, and Marty and I, we ought to get them out. But the story we should use is that things were leaking from the FBI.
That's right. That's what
right.
We use tomorrow.
Right.
That's what we use it, but that's us up perfectly.
Use it very hard.
Because this gives us a negative to hit.
Very hard. That
right.
The files were in the White House film only, and were never used there only because they were, the originals were brought here because there had been leaks from the files.
That's right.
And I'd start getting the FBI on its leaks. What are you saying today? Like,
well, I mean, on background, yeah. That we also background as the news.
The massive leaking of the FBI.
Tomorrow we have the positive thrust by Ruckelshaus hitting all the
right
lines.
That's good.
Which it's starting to work.
Yeah.
Starting to work.
Yeah, well, so it'll...
If the Star plays the summit, well, too.
It's a real tragedy that we well, we can't whine about it, but tragedy that with all the things we're doing, Ron, that we have this constant, all this constant crap on Watergate. I mean,
well, we expected it.
I know.
But we continue. But
oh, yeah, it's going to go on and on and on.
The
hearings will go on. And
I think the approach we're taking is the right one.
You think we're on the right track, don't you?
I do. In other words, we're going along with our business. We're planning our moves, and we're not, we don't have a series of actions that aren't thought out being taken. And this election panel, for example, picked up on its own momentum, Mr. President.
Yeah.
We got it moving a little bit. Bill got it moving a little bit, but then the press sought out these people, and Bill consulted with them, and they responded positively. So the thing is taken hold.
My present plan is to try to get those guys together Tuesday and
right.
Send the legislation down.
Ray's working on that today.
Yeah.
On the material is supposed to be up to you this afternoon.
I see. We just said, swell, Ron, fine. Well, one day at least, if you look at these Watergate Sundays, it seems that that's all it is. Last Sunday wasn't quite as bad as the Sunday before.
When I picked up the Washington Post this morning, a chill went up my spine to just see that front page with the U.S. Soviet Summit set and a positive story about the commission.
They'll have quite a story, I think, when they get poor old, Walters over there talking about Gray's thing.
No, I don't think so.
But there's nothing there. There's nothing there. But the CIA said we didn't do anything.
Well, Mr. President, on that whole thing, as we, Alan Fred and I were talking about yesterday, this is something that was the right thing to do. It had to be done. We cannot be on the defensive or the least bit done.
No, and the idea, too, you know, even if not that you can ever let any MNCONs out if we can avoid it.
Never.
But if you can avoid it.
I don't know why people do MNCONs, incidentally.
Well, I don't either.
And I've never done one in my life.
Personally, you know, that's a very bad thing, unless you just give it to the president.
Right.
That was Johnson's rule. But let me say that on a MNCON, the point is that when you do them, they're crying out loud. And you read them out of context. Like they have in there, Nixon said, have you seen Walters, in the one that he had when he saw Gray? Well, of course I asked him if he'd seen Walters, because I had heard that Walters was doing the investigation on the CIA side. You understand?
Right.
Of course. Why wouldn't I ask him?
Well, you could have asked him about Walters and a number of other things he was involved in, too. You have to keep it.
No, it wasn't that, though. The point was that that was when I raised the, you know, had called him about the hijacking.
Oh, I see.
And he had called, and he raised the thing about the fact that he thought other people were involved in the Watergate, and I said, well, have you seen Walters on the thing? See?
Right.
What's the logical thing?
Sure.
Yeah, when you look back to the first conversation when John and Bob met with Helms and Walters, then it makes it look as if, well, maybe we're trying to, and then he's got something there that the president thinks this is getting out of line and kept by people, and he wants Walters to go over and talk to Gray about it. Well, now, that is a perfectly logical right thing to do. Of course we don't want the CIA dragged into the goddamn thing.
That's right.
See my point?
Sure.
That's the point of this. And I think we ought to be very, very, I mean, I think Buzzer tends to be just a little bit, I mean, he's great. He's good.
Yeah, he really is.
Good. He's great in the law, so, and he's unflappable.
From the standpoint, too, that he says very clearly, he says, I'm the president's lawyer, and no one else.
That's right.
No.
That's right. And the point is, though, the thing is that we want to remember that you can read all these little things between them, but we want to remember that, my God, we just got to get a positive line on all this stuff. Good God. I must have mentioned that, Karst, I've talked about that. That when I honestly thought that some CIA stuff, that all the CIA people would, that they're, not that the whole bugging was a CIA project, I knew they would never do it, but that they must know something about it. You know, CIA money floats in such funny, funny ways.
Right.
And I wanted to find out from Walters and the rest where in the hell it was all going.
Sure.
And if they were involved, of course, I would have been delighted.
Right.
Oh, well. Nothing we can do about it.
I think that everyone has that.
On Gray's story, did your response to him get anything? I mean, your response to Gray? Or?
Well, fortunately, it played on the record on the wires, but it didn't play heavy enough, and this is what our strategy was, to make it a second-day story.
I see.
In other words, the
Gray's idea that he'd warn me, I guess, left the implication he'd warn me, and I said, oh, go to hell. But according, you didn't get that feeling out of it, though, apparently.
No, and also Buzzard, who seems to be somewhat familiar with what Gray said that Gray did an excellent job. And our strategy yesterday was to hit it hard with those who ask, and we got it to hit it hard on the wires, but not
like,
just floating
like
out of the papers.
What you say to him? You just said that.
Well, I pointed out that, as we said yesterday, but that from the very outset, the president has insisted on a complete and thorough investigation. But time and time again, he pressed his staff to look into the matter. And I said, any suggestion that the president participated in, approved of, or had knowledge of a cover-up is totally unfounded, as pointed out, you know, in our statement from Florida, and as the president pointed out in this speech. And we didn't get into, as I said yesterday, into the phone call aspect of it because we couldn't reach Gray.
Right. Well,
that worked
just as well. Just as well.
Playing.
Just as well. Okay.
And then Gray, I'm sure, is going to program well.
Gray is really shouldn't be reachable. You know, the poor guy is probably figured he's has some potential criminal liability. I hope not, but. And maybe he should talk to White House people, so let's don't press it.
Well, the Buzzard can talk to him without a problem.
Yeah, maybe so.
Right. Well, have a nice day, Mr.
All right, thank you, Don, Ron, and good luck. Good luck. I worked your strategy up. I like some of the things Al was saying, that you're going to work up a few strategy things. I don't know how much of a play we can get, but Tuesday. bipartisan leaders try.